I think, as a lot of you will know, I grew up here in this parish of St. Peter's, and now coming back here to serve as pastor is always interesting for me. And I oftentimes have kind of these deja vu moments, these flashbacks to when I was growing up here. And in preparation for the Triduum, I had this in a big way, trying to prepare for the liturgies. I remembered when I was an altar server, serving at Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and I was really brought back as I was trying to prepare. And I remember when I was growing up how excited I was for the Triduum, which we've begun today, because there's so many different things happening. It's so interesting. There's so much different activity. We get to do a lot of different things like procession. We have washing of the feet. We get to light a fire. I mean, come on, we get to light a fire outside. This is pretty incredible. So we have all these symbols, all these incredible things to do. And I knew kind of how complicated it was, but also I realized how special it was, even at that time. And now that I've gotten older and pastor here, I see that it's actually kind of more complicated, more things to remember, but also much more profound. This Triduum season that we are entering is really the highlight of the church year. It's very, very ancient. And during this time, we accompany Jesus through his passion, death, and resurrection. And it's a very special time. The liturgies are very unique. A lot of different actions, a lot of different activities. We accompany Christ very particularly. And as we go through these Triduum ceremonies, I think it's helpful for us to ask ourselves always two questions to consider over these next days as we celebrate these mysteries together. Question number one, what is Jesus doing? What is Jesus doing for us? So when we, for example, wash the feet today or tomorrow, when we think about Jesus' passion, we want to ask ourselves, what is Jesus doing for us? When we think about the passion, when we think about the Eucharist, what is Jesus doing for us? And the second question, also important, what does that mean for me, for us in our lives as baptized Christians? What is Jesus doing for us, and what does that mean for me? Because, of course, the Triduum culminates at the Easter Vigil. And we have here in front of us, or in front of me, we have here members of our RCIA group who have been journeying so faithfully during this time of preparation, journeying some of them to be baptized at the Easter Vigil, others to be welcomed into full communion with the church. They are preparing to put on Christ in their life. What does it mean for them? All these ceremonies. For us too, at the Easter Vigil and on Easter Sunday, we renew our baptismal promises. So what is all this that we're doing, this imitation we're making of Christ's life? What does it mean for us personally in our lives? Let us begin then this evening to consider Holy Thursday and this first question, what is Jesus doing for us? What is Jesus doing for us here tonight? And first, I'd like to consider what is a remarkable kind of symbol or ceremony we get to do, which is the washing of the feet. What is Jesus doing for us in the washing of the feet? Now, at the risk of sounding overly dramatic, I would like to suggest that in washing the feet of his disciples, as we heard in the gospel, Jesus is really no less than turning the world as we know it upside down. He's kind of flipped everything around, and the world as we know it will never be the same. Think about this for a moment, and this really comes across so strongly in John's gospel that we heard tonight. In the Gospel of St. John, the divine attributes of Jesus are so strongly emphasized. St. John's Gospel is famous for Jesus saying many I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. And this name I am that Jesus takes for himself is the name of the Lord that God Almighty revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai prior to the Exodus. This is God's name. Jesus takes this on himself. And we know from the book of Exodus, we heard an excerpt from the first reading about how God liberates the people from slavery in Egypt by great signs, great wonders. This I am who was revealed to Moses is powerful, almighty, someone to be worshipped, someone who is on high. Moses encounters him on Mount Sinai. But here today in the gospel, we see something remarkable And here is where Jesus flips everything around. Jesus, who is this great I Am, this all-powerful Lord, comes and washes the feet of his disciples. He does something that was reserved for kind of a slave, a servant, a menial task. You can imagine his disciples had been walking out on the roads, maybe barefoot, on roads they share with animals. And oftentimes at this period of time, people would eat reclined or sitting, and they'd need to wash their feet. But you can imagine how their feet were. It was not something that kind of a superior would do, let alone something that God Almighty would do. Jesus in this way has flipped things upside down. God Almighty became a servant, became a human being, washes the feet of his disciples, and tells them, you must do likewise. In this way as well, Jesus has flipped around all social orders. Our idea of greatness has forever changed. Greatness is not about now wealth. It's not about power. Greatness is not about how we exercise authority over others. But greatness is found in service, in humility. This is what God has done for us tonight. This, in answer to that first question, is what Christ is doing for us. Now on to this second question. What does this mean for us as followers of Jesus, as the baptized who are called to imitate Jesus in our life? What does this mean for us? Of course, this means, as Jesus makes clear, that we are called to serve others, to humbly serve others. But when we look at the gospel from St. John, it's even kind of more dramatic than that. Take a close look at it. We see, first of all, that Jesus is serving each and every one of his disciples individually. You can imagine them seated, getting ready, and he washes their feet one by one. There's personal care, personal attention. So Jesus then calls us to serve everybody around us in a very personal way. It's not enough just to kind of love humanity in the abstract. We must love people closest to us, first of all, but love all those around us. And in the gospel, there's a particular detail that I think should shock us. So right before Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, we hear about Judas, who will betray Jesus. Jesus then knows that Judas is about to betray him to death, and Jesus doesn't say anything, doesn't tell him to get away. He doesn't say, you're about to kill me. Please leave our celebration here, my last night with my close followers. Rather, Jesus has Judas sit among the rest of the followers of Jesus. Jesus comes and washes the feet of Judas, the one who betrays him, just as much as he would wash the feet of the others, the beloved disciple, for example. So then we then are not called just to serve people we like or serve people we tolerate, but serve people maybe who we have real problems with, who have harmed us, who have a hard time to forgive. How radical is that? How difficult? You could almost say it seems impossible. This then we get to the final thing, or one of the final things Jesus does for us this evening. What else does Christ do for us? Jesus gives us his body and blood. This evening we celebrate not just the washing of the feet and this commandment to love others as Christ have loved us, but we recall the gift of the Eucharist. And it's really the gift of this Eucharist that allows us to serve in the way that Jesus calls, this radical service that seems almost impossible. The Eucharist is, as St. Paul says in the second reading, what makes us one body, all of us. Even those people maybe we might have a difficulty with are part of our body. We need to love all, just as we would love each and every part of our body. And when we realize that through the gift of the Eucharist, it engages us into service. It helps us serve people even who it might be difficult to serve. And as well, of course, when we receive the Eucharist, we receive the very gift of Jesus, who is all love, who is all life, who gives us the grace to serve in this way. We then tonight, in the beginning of the Triduum, begin in each of these celebrations to ask ourselves these questions as we journey with Christ. What is Jesus doing for us? And what does this mean for each and every one of us? And tonight, as we see with the washing of the feet, it's quite clear, and it really comes across in St. Mark's Gospel. where Jesus is described in St. Mark's Gospel as the suffering servant. Christ said he came not to be served, but to serve. This is what Christ does for us, and we are called to do the same.